This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Multidimensional Ashlesha Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to move through life with an air of mystery, their presence both captivating and unsettling? They don't seek validation, nor do they openly reveal their thoughts. They observe, analyze, and influence from the shadows. When you think about it, these are the ones who understand human nature deeply, who sense motives before words are spoken, who use their knowledge not just for personal growth, but to gain control over their environment. Their power isn't in brute force. It's in subtlety, perception, and psychological mastery. Is it any wonder that Ashlesha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the coiled serpent, carries the energy of depth, strategy, and hypnotic influence? This is the Nakshatra of insight, persuasion, and transformation, where words are weapons, intellect is a shield, and emotions are tools to be understood, harnessed, and sometimes manipulated. Ashlesha natives don't just navigate the world. They decode it, weaving their way through its complexities with the precision of a serpent sensing its prey. Look at the psychologists, strategists, negotiators, and mystics who seem to know what others are thinking before they do, who influence without being seen, who unravel deception while keeping their own motives hidden. Whether in business, politics, healing, or esoteric knowledge, they have a unique ability to sense what lies beneath the surface and use it to their advantage. They are not just intellectuals. They are alchemists of the mind, capable of turning perception into power. And what makes them so compelling? It's their ability to weave between light and shadow, truth and illusion, creation and destruction. Unlike Pushya's nurturing stability or Punarvasu's hopeful renewal, Ashlesha is covert, enigmatic, and transformative. Understanding that real power doesn't always reveal itself. It moves in silence, behind the scenes, shifting reality in ways that are often imperceptible until the change is complete. But here's what's most fascinating. Ashlesha's power isn't just in understanding the hidden world, but in controlling it. They are masters of words, of persuasion, of shifting perspectives, and altering reality through perception. Whether through healing, psychological insight, or strategic manipulation, they bend reality to their will, making them both dangerous and invaluable, feared yet respected, unpredictable yet magnetic. So, the next time you meet someone who can read people effortlessly, who operates from a place of quiet intelligence, who influences without force but with calculated precision, ask yourself, are they channeling the hypnotic, deeply perceptive force of Ashlesha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just intelligent. They are the unseen forces shaping the world, the minds that work in the background, and the ones who remind us that true power isn't always visible. It is felt, sensed, and deeply understood. The Multidimensional Ashlesha Nakshatra, the MBTI Connection. Did you ever notice how some people seem to know exactly what you're thinking before you say a word? They don't seek attention, nor do they lay their cards on the table. They observe, analyze, and influence from the background. When you think about it, these are the ones who understand motives before actions, who play the long game, who move through life like unseen strategists, bending reality to their will without ever raising their voice. Their power isn't in brute force. It's in perception, manipulation, and control over the unseen. Is it any wonder that Ashlesha Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that thrive in complexity, subtlety, and psychological depth? The INTJ, INFJ, and ENTP, each in their own way, mirror Ashlesha's ability to operate beneath the surface, gathering knowledge, influencing outcomes, and wielding intelligence like a weapon. They don't just navigate life, they decode it, manipulate it, and transform it from within. The INTJ, the mastermind, is Ashlesha's strategic mind, always calculating the next move while remaining unreadable to others. Like Ashlesha, they value power, control, and precision, always seeking to understand the deeper mechanisms of life. They don't just accumulate knowledge, They weaponize it, using it to outmaneuver opponents, anticipate challenges, and subtly influence situations to their advantage. Their strength lies in detachment, mastery of information, and the ability to execute plans without revealing their true intentions. Then there's the INFJ, the mystic, the one who moves through the world with quiet, almost supernatural insight. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Ashlesha's hypnotic psychological depth? INFJs, like Ashlesha, understand human emotions better than most, sensing what lies beneath words and actions. They can persuade, influence, and guide others without direct confrontation, weaving their way through life with an enigmatic presence that others feel but rarely fully understand. And what about the ENTP, the debater, the one who thrives on intellectual agility, playing devil's advocate, and bending conversations to their will? Unlike the calculated intensity of the INTJ or the quiet influence of the INFJ, the ENTP channels Ashlesha's mercurial intelligence, using quick thinking, wordplay, and adaptability to gain the upper hand. They love to provoke, challenge, and uncover hidden truths, often disrupting existing systems with sharp wit and unpredictable tactics. Their charisma and ability to shift perspectives make them formidable mental warriors. So, when you meet someone who moves through life like a hidden force, reading between the lines, shaping events from the background, effortlessly adapting their words and actions to any situation, ask yourself, are they channeling the mysterious, deeply intelligent force of Ashlesha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just perceptive. They are the silent architects of fate, the ones who remind us that true power isn't just about what's seen, it's about what's known, understood, and quietly controlled. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to always be two steps ahead, quietly shaping the world around them without ever drawing attention to themselves? They don't need validation, nor do they seek open confrontation. They observe, strategize, and influence from the shadows. When you think about it, these are the ones who understand human nature at its core, who see deception for what it is, who navigate life like a chessboard, anticipating every move before it happens. Their power isn't in brute strength, it's in subtlety, insight, and psychological mastery. Is it any wonder that Ashlesha Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that thrive in intelligence, control, and deep perception? The Investigator type 5, the Challenger type 8, and the Loyalist type 6, each in their own way, mirror Ashlesha's gift for uncovering hidden truths, wielding influence, and mastering the art of subtle persuasion. They don't just live in the world. They decode it, manipulate it, and move through it with an awareness that others can barely comprehend. The Investigator, type 5, is Ashlesha's intellectual mind, the one who prefers the shadows, gathering knowledge, mastering complexity, and avoiding emotional entanglements. Like Ashlesha, they see patterns where others see chaos, predict behavior where others act impulsively, and analyze motives with a near-clinical detachment. They are not driven by power, but by the need to understand the underlying structure of reality itself, using that knowledge, not for show, but for control. Then there's the Challenger type 8, the one who doesn't just read the game, but plays to win. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so strongly with Ashlesha's commanding snake-like energy? Type 8s, like Ashlesha, understand power dynamics instinctively, knowing exactly when to strike, when to hold back, and when to shift their approach for maximum impact. They are the ones who use force sparingly, but effectively, ensuring that when they move, the world moves with them. And what about the Loyalist, type 6? The one who sees danger before it arrives, who anticipates betrayal, who trusts only those who have proven their worth. Unlike the detached type 5 or the commanding type 8, the type 6 channels Ashlesha's hyper-awareness and survival instincts. They don't trust blindly. They question everything, always searching for hidden motives, always preparing for worst-case scenarios. Their loyalty, once earned, is unshakable, but until then, they observe, test, and wait, ensuring that they never fall victim to deception. So, when you meet someone who reads between the lines, who moves through life like a strategist, who influences without force but with precision and calculation, ask yourself, are they channeling the hypnotic, deeply perceptive force of Ashlesha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just intelligent. They are the ones who shape reality from behind the scenes, the unseen forces that remind us that true power isn't loud. It's silent, coiled, and waiting for the perfect moment to strike.